Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
So we're asking the question today, why do people feel isolated? Well, I think there's two reasons, and I want to share that in this nugget. First of all, it's being disconnected. That's the first reason. We just get disconnected and we feel that loneliness that it sets in because we come disconnected from those that we love. We can become disconnected from friends and family for whatever reason, and that causes isolation. Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 9, he said, "Do thy diligence and come shortly unto me." And he said again in the 21st verse of 2 Timothy, he said, "Do thy diligence and come before winter." And so when people disappear out of our lives that we've known for a long, long time, for whatever reason, many times we suddenly just feel isolated, we feel lonely, and there's many things that can disconnect us and cause isolation in our lives. For example, let's say a spouse passes away, or a best friend happens to relocate, or your children, they leave home or they go off to college. That can cause that isolation, and we become disconnected. In verse 10, we read where Demas had forsaken Paul for having loved the present world. And so we see here that Paul exactly knew the feeling of being isolated. He felt rejected. And so we see that sometimes simply by disconnection. By the way, sometimes isolation is being alienated. Sometimes people become prideful and somewhat full of self. And what is really happening in their life and all their problems and all these different things can kind of stand in the way, and so they kind of alienate themselves from other people. Some people, by the way, I want to say this, want to be isolated. But friend, let me warn you that choosing to isolate yourself from people, it can be very dangerous. So on Thursday, we're going to talk about the subject of when we face isolation in Thursday's Nuggets. I hope you'll join us. Thanks for joining today. I pray you have a blessed day, and Lord willing, we'll see you again next time. God bless.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.